KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have fog here in Atlantic, and it's 36 degrees. We do look for areas of fog this morning. Some locally dense pockets of fog, and we look for it to otherwise be partly cloudy today, a high of 64. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, firefighters from Atlantic responded to a report of smoke in the restroom at the Atlantic City Park Shelter House restroom facility Sunday afternoon. A person in the men's restroom saw and smelled smoke a little after 2:30 p.m. Firefighters arrived quickly on the scene and saw no visible flames, but a metal trash receptacle in the women's restroom showed evidence a fire had started there and that someone used water to try and put it out. The smoke wafted into the adjacent men's restroom. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson said they were going to inspect the trash can to try and determine if the fire was intentionally set or the result of a carelessly discarded cigarette. The crews were on the scene for about 25 minutes. There was minimal damage. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a man from Union County was arrested this morning on a drug charge north of Villisca. 32-year-old Jason Michael Merboth of Creston was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. following a traffic stop at Highways 34 and 71. Merboth was charged with possession of a controlled substance. And police in Red Oak Sunday arrested, cited, and then released from custody a 17-year-old. Colton James Wasson of Red Oak was arrested at around 5:20 p.m. at a residence in the 100 block of East Joy Street in Red Oak. He was charged with simple assault and later released to the custody of his mother. A man from Pottawatomie County died and two others were injured during a head-on crash Saturday evening in Mills County east of Hastings. The Iowa State Patrol reports the driver of a 1995 Chevy Suburban, 53-year-old Ismail Bolando of Council Bluffs, died in the crash with a 2011 Ford F-350 pickup driven by 22-year-old Anthony Clark of Glenwood. The accident happened at around 5:40 p.m. Saturday as Molando was traveling east on Highway 34, just east of 370th Street. His Suburban crossed the center line of the road for reasons unknown and entered the westbound lane directly into the path of the pickup truck. Clark, who was traveling west on 34, swerved into the eastbound lane in an attempt to avoid the collision, but Molando then swerved back into the same lane. The vehicles collided, causing injuries to the passengers. 24-year-old May Molando of Council Bluffs and 19-year-old Madison Huff of Red Oak. The patrol did not indicate in their report if the women were wearing their seatbelts. May Molando was transported by Malvern Rescue to Creighton University Medical Center. Huff was transported by Glenwood Rescue to the UNMC in Omaha. Anthony Clark was listed as not injured. Ismail Molando, who was wearing his seatbelt, died at the scene. The State Patrol was assisted at the accident scene by the Mills County Sheriff's Office. Two teens were cited Saturday afternoon for reckless driving in Red Oak after the vehicles they were driving allegedly tore up the mud at the West Coolbaugh Street boat ramp. Red Oak police say an officer on routine patrol at around 4:45 p.m. came across a 1985 Ford van stuck up to its bumpers in the parking area of the boat ramp. He also saw a Dodge truck in the same area. 17-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton of Stanton was cited after police determined that he had driven the van onto the city-owned property without permission, tearing up the property when he drove into the mud. 16-year-old Dawson Wade Culver of Red Oak was cited for driving the truck, which he admitted he had driven through the mud but denied having become stuck in it. Both teens were given a citation and then released to a parent. An attempted traffic stop Friday night in Council Bluffs led to a chase, a crash, and eventual arrest. Council Bluffs police said 42-year-old Jason Thacker of Council Bluffs faces a charge of driving while intoxicated, second offense, and other charges after he was found hiding in a grassy area just north of where the vehicle he was driving collided with another vehicle near the Veterans Memorial Highway, North 24th Street. The incident began around 8:30 p.m. Friday. Authorities say officers on routine patrol in the area of Richland Avenue at VMH observed a white Camaro traveling west on Vets Highway at a high rate of speed. The traffic stop was attempted at 19th Street, but the driver of the Camaro, later identified as Thacker, fled from the area, continuing westbound. No attempt was made to pursue the Camaro, and the officer shut off his emergency lights. The Camaro ran a red light as it sped into the intersection of South 24th Street and Vets Highway, colliding with another vehicle that was making a left turn north onto 24th Street from eastbound VMH. The driver of the other vehicle, 31-year-old Justina Nolte of Council Bluffs, was not injured and refused treatment at the scene. Officers arrived shortly after the accident and found Thacker had left the scene, leaving his passenger, 45-year-old Carrie Flores of Omaha, in the vehicle. Officers located Thacker a short time later. Neither he nor Flores were injured. As officers investigated the incident, they found Thacker to be intoxicated. Field sobriety tests were administered that confirmed their suspicions. And a Western Iowa man faces operating while intoxicating charges after authorities say he crashed into a house in Lamar's. 22-year-old Trevor Kuntz of Remsen is accused of driving his car into a home at around 1:40 a.m. Friday. Lamar's police say Kuntz had been driving south when he lost control of his Chevy Impala and veered eastward into the home. The vehicle breached the concrete in the basement wall and broke a water line inside the house, but no one was injured. Kuntz was treated at the scene. He was charged with second offense, OWI, failure to maintain control, and failure to provide proof of insurance. In the funeral announcements, Tina Long, age 51, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Tina Long will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Andrew Peterson of Audubon died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Andrew Peterson will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Barbara Strachey, age 85, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Barbara Strachey will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Candy Jo McGarren Day, age 56, of Avoca, died Friday. Funeral services for Candy Jo Day will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Walnut High School. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Marge Porter, age 93, of Greenfield, died March 30th at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Care Center. Celebration of life services for Marge Porter will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Mark Kemp, age 80, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the home of his daughter in Dallas Center. Services for Mark Kemp are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.